Mason Dix stick up into the neck and chin area of DeMarcico, but
there's something else.
It's something prior to
play. Yeah.
Why would Wisconsin challenge a penalty on their own guy when it was clear cut? They're asking for replay or to challenge a potential major penalty on Penn State. Nittany Lions home against Notre Dame next weekend, then travel to Michigan State before closing out the regular season at home against Minnesota. Big game for Penn State, because if the Nittany Lions win here tonight, they'd move within 4 points of fifth place Wisconsin in the Big Ten with two games in hand.
Yeah, that's a pretty...
Referee's coming out now. Brian Hanks has had a lot of microphone time tonight. So Wisconsin's used its timeout to challenge and failed. Penn State did the same. So neither team with a timeout unless we get to overtime. And the Badgers have been to plenty of overtime games.
Yeah, I was about to
this
say.
This season.
I would.
11 so far.
Okay, we're going to need some Lindmark Horbach magic here in with 7:48 left in the third.
Penalty kill. Badgers win the faceoff and clear. So Dick for high sticking at 12-12. Penn State on a power play. A chance to take a two-goal lead back. Here's Serrato across the line. Stick handling and fires it off the end boards. Around to the near side and Lugris pushed out to the point by DeMarcico. And Amon goes to the far side, Serrato. Horbach cuts him off. Serrato out to the point, Amon. Back to the corner, Serrato. To the near side, DeMarcico scores. He snapped one off. He found space between Horbach and Palatichuk. And Penn State has regained a two-goal advantage.
12:44, the time of the power play goal. And that was a tic-tac-toe bingo, let's put it in the top shelf type goal. It wasn't that the Badgers were running. It's just that Joe Palatichuk was, DeMarcico was one stick length away from him, and he made no bones about it. I'm shooting it off the pass.
That's what he did. DeMarcico with the power play goal, his ninth goal of the season, third on the man advantage. It looks like Serrato will get the primary assist at 12:44. So the Badgers' penalty kill, which has been so good, gives one up here in the late portions of this hockey game. Under 7 minutes left. Badgers now need two to tie. Outlet pass. Scholes intercepted by Fink. Turnaround shot left wing by Laubach. Goes off a stick and up and out of play. 6:48 to go in the third period. Power play go to DeMarcico from Serrato and Amon at 12:44.
Yeah, it was a good power play.
Now a cross-checking penalty on Wisconsin's Jack Phelan. And again, Brian Hanks makes the call. I don't think Delafranco has called one penalty tonight. Brian Hanks has been very active.
Well, Penn State goes right back on the power play, and Guy Gadowski's like, get back out there.
Right. So
let's get this game over with.
So the freshman Phelan gets a cross-check at 13-12.
Yeah, he went up high.
Yep.
He's a big boy, but he went up high.
Penn State has a chance to put it away here. 6:48 left. Serrato, Weebush, DeMarcico, Lugris, and the point man, Amon. Badgers win the draw and send it up into the Penn State bench.
Yeah, it went off of the defenseman at the far side. Casey Amon tried to put a glove on it.
Yep.
Which I don't understand why the puck is not faced off outside the zone. Well, yeah, maybe he didn't get contact with it.
Maybe not.
Guess that's the issue that they can see and we can't.
Badgers win the draw again. This time Kerr gets it around and out. Horbach trying to get through Amon and Lugris. Jack falls down trying to draw a penalty, and Delafranco will have none of it. Nice pass in front. DeMarcico, little head and shoulder fake, and a nice stop by Scarfoni, who hadn't covered the puck, but the referee thought he did and blew his whistle. Boy, DeMarcico showed some shiftiness there, and Scarfoni stayed right with him to make the stop.
The part that impresses me the most is the fact that he goes down, and when he pulls to his backhand, he never loses control over the puck but his feet are always moving.
Yeah.
And usually a guy will set up. If you watch Christian Fitzgerald, he'll try and build a big tripod between the stick and his two legs and fend off people. He just kept his feet moving.
Face off to Scarfone's left. Badgers down 4-2, 6:28 to go. Puck loose in the faceoff circle. Scholes battling for the puck with Dowiak, and now Penn State has possession. Out to the point. Mack fires one, missed the net. Off the end boards. Scholes then paddled it to the far side, and the goal comes off its mooring, stopping play. 6:13 to go in the third. Badgers trailing at home 4-2. You know, Wisconsin was so good a year ago at home with 14 wins in this building. This season, 5-7-3 at home, only 2-6-1 in Big Ten games in this building, and only one Saturday night win at the Kohl Center this season. This is the eighth try at it.
And it's not looking good.
No. And look how the Badgers pushed it, intended for Palatichuk. Zhenyev tried to cut it. He took the puck away, and a little Deacon backhand. He never really got a clean shot off because Palatichuk hooked him from behind.
Yep.
And they get another 5-on-3 power play for a minute 19.
And they're dripping with confidence the way they can.
Goodness. Palatichuk gets the gate at 13:54.
Ouch, ouch, ouch. Ouch. It was a bobbling puck. He had to make a decision. Yeah. If you look at it, he beat him to the outside. And in order to save the potential goal, Palatichuk, quote-unquote, necessary penalty.
Yep. Zhenyev was complaining maybe it should be a penalty shot, but he was too tight to the goaltender. So Palatichuk for hooking at 13:54. A minute 19 of 5-on-3 power play hockey for Penn State. And the Nittany Lions lead 4-2. Serrato, top of the right circle, skates to the slot. Backside right off of the skate of Zhenyev. He was open low right, but he didn't handle the pass, and it bounced to Scarfone, who covered.
Interesting is, you know, the Badgers go into their proverbial triangle to kill this 5-on-3. They had two guys up high, and Serrato makes no bones. He's just going to skate right through the middle of them, number one, and number two. He's not looking to take the shot. He's looking to pass to the backside.
Nice job by Gavin Morrissey, the freshman, to win the faceoff to himself and step around the opposing centerman and clear.
I think going into the third period, he was like 12-3 on the faceoffs.
Aiden Fink will spin it around to the far side, finds its way to Zhenyev out at the left point. And he'll hand off now to Fink at the Big Ten logo. Aiden Fink, been quiet here tonight. After a nice night last night with a goal and an assist, here's a blast by Serrato, top of the right ring. That goes wide. Fink retrieves it in the corner, skates behind the cage to the near corner, and Zhenyev back out to Serrato. 23 seconds left in the 5-on-3 for Penn State. One-timer to Marsico. His shot blocked by Scholes. His stick snapped in half. Morrissey giving Scholes his stick. Right wing is Zhenyev. Straight away, Fink backpedaling to the blue line. 8 seconds to go on the 5-on-3. Serrato, left circle, steps in, fires and scores. Charlie Serrato, 5-on-3 power play goal. It's now 5-2 Penn State.
Unfortunate turn of events, because I think the Badgers were in a position where had they gotten anywhere close to doing anything, Morrissey gives his stick to Scholes, and you get in a situation where all he can do is try and block, and then he ends up being somewhat of a block himself, and there's no Serrato's going to go top shelf no matter what.
Serrato from Fink and Zhenyev at 15:08. Penn State exploded for 3 goals here in this period. 2 have come on a power play. Wisconsin, one of the most disciplined teams in the country, has taken 3 successive penalties, and Penn State scored on the first 2 power plays out of those 3 infractions. And still, Palatichuk's hooking penalty remains on the board for
Correct.
Another 25 seconds or so. Horbach locates the puck and turns and fires it all the way down. Again, Serrato from Fink and Zhenyev.
Yeah, what came in to be a very interesting third period has turned into the last 5 minutes of depression.
Yeah. Wisconsin played so well in the second period. They've killed off Palatichuk's penalty. Loose puck, nudged ahead by Kerr. Finley just got tripped down. No penalty called. No, they do call it. Brian Hanks.
Really?
He made the call as Finley got pulled down from behind. The trailing official, Lugris, will take a seat at 16:05. Goodness.
Yeah, it's about time. I mean, it's not like they were out there being Cinderella stories of any situation, but yeah. They're guilty of the stick stack, just to me. So the Badgers will pull their goaltender, have a 6-on-4 power play with 3:55 left.
Yep.
Pull out all the stops.
Lindmark to take the faceoff against Serato, their best faceoff man at 60%. Finley, Mosley, right point Dexheimer. Morrissey's got it left wing. Walks down the wall. Goal line left. Morrissey behind the net. Morrissey off to the right wing now. Still stick handling. Slot, Finley, pass, handcuffed him. Able to kick it to his forehand and pass to Dexheimer, right point. 3:35 to go in the third. Badgers need three to tie. Long range shot by Dexheimer off the stick of Dowiak, and out of play it goes. How about Penn State? They lose 8 straight to start the Big Ten season. Sergeyev out with an injury. Noah Grannon, a Germantown native, started 3 games, and then Guy Godowski brought in a club hockey goaltender who actually joined the club hockey team after seeing a posted note on a door leading into a classroom. A kid that didn't play junior hockey goes to the club team, and they actually did pretty well, and Godowski and his staff found out about him, and John Seifarth has become the backup goalie. Here's Finley flying in left wing, tried to tuck it in with a backhand, and he went 5-hole, but Sergeyev stopped it and covered for a faceoff. Oh, Finley with a burst of speed just couldn't finish the play.
Yep. And you look at it, he had no play. I guess he could have gone top shelf on the backside if he would have looked a little bit longer, but he sees that the pads are separated. Not a big deal.
Fitzgerald out with Botterill and Kukkonen. Dick, Palatichuk, and Hensler. Extra attacker for the Badgers on a power play, trailing 5-2. And Penn State wins the faceoff and clears. And Crespo going for the empty net, but it rolled on edge and went wide behind the cage. No icing because Penn State is shorthanded. 3:05 to go in the third. Here comes Tyson Dick. Dick flings it to the far corner of the Penn State zone. Shade there first. And as he tries to clear, it goes off his stick and up into the mesh, stopping play.
Out of play, so they'll bring the faceoff to the left of Sergeyev.
Yep.
And get the first unit of the power play back in there. Just trying to save a little face here in the never-say-die attitude that you have to have.
Faceoff to the left of Sergeyev. Lindmark against Dowiak. The line's been telling both young men to settle down as they were set to battle for the loose puck. It's loose in the far circle, and Penn State able to clear. Morrissey tried to hold at the center point, but unable to do so, and the Badgers have touched up. Here's Finley now, 19 goals for Quinn, but pointless in his last 3 games. Tough angled shot, and Sergeyev fought it off with his right shoulder. They clear it all the way down, again just wide of the open net. No icing. Penn State still shorthanded for another 35 seconds. Morrissey skates up to center ice. Right wing pass to Tassi. Little contact with the linesman and dumps it around to the near side. No one there for Wisconsin. Easy clear for Penn State. This one will roll in to the empty net. Off the stick of the captain, Simon Mack. An empty netter, shorthanded. Penn State leads 6-2.
Ouch, ouch, and ouch. That's exactly what I will say. I mean, I can honestly tell you that there's justification for going 6-on-4 when you get a power play and there's 3 minutes left or 4 minutes left, but to have it happen 2 nights in a row with the empty net goal, that hurts.
Simon Mack, a shorthanded empty net goal, unassisted at 17-14. Penn State, 6 goals, 4 here in the third period.
Yep.
The Wisconsin Badgers have been outscored 12-2 in the third period over the last 4 games, all of them regulation losses. Wisconsin had only one regulation loss in the previous 17 games. But this will drop the Badgers five games under 500. They'll remain in fifth place in the Big Ten, but if you look in the rearview mirror, there are the blue-clad Nittany Lions right on their heels.
Yeah, with a couple games in hand also.
Mm-hmm. Puck slides down to the Wisconsin zone. The Badgers unable to convert on their fourth power play, 2-for-4 on the man advantage. Penn State unofficially 2-for-6. Here comes Wisconsin. And a whistling shot by Botterill as he gained the line too high at the glass behind the Penn State cage. Tyson Dick tried to stick handle through a pair of Penn State players. Lugris took it away. 1:19 to go here in the third. Badgers trailing 6-2. Mike Hastings talked about it in the pregame show. You need swagger to play this game. And for a while, the Badgers had some. They were playing with confidence.
Oh, boy.
They were ahead 1-0.
And then, out shooting, out
oh
playing.
My gosh, they outshot Penn State 22-5 in the second period, then fell behind 3-1 before Mosley scored on a power play, and the energy was high on the bench, on the ice, in the crowd. But then DeMarcico scored on a power play, Serrato on a 5-on-3 man advantage to make it 5-2. Penn State leading 6-2 now after an empty netter. DeMarcico give and go with Serrato, didn't connect. 30 seconds to go here in the third. So Penn State will improve to 14-11-3. Piedla took a penalty, and Brian Hanks makes the call.
Yep.
And I think Piedla is done for the night.
I would imagine.
Yep, he's pointing to him to get off the ice.
25.9 seconds.
Spearing. We haven't seen Spearing.
Oh, Lord.
In a long time. Piedla for Spearing.
I have never seen a college hockey game that called for 5 minutes for Spearing.
Oh, he went as Serrato was coming up the right wing wall. Piedla put his stick between Serrato's legs right about the knees and came up hard.
Yep.
Right underneath. Ouch. Spearing, a 5 minute major on Piedla. At the 19:35 mark, Penn State will get another power play. Goodness. So again, Penn State will get to 14-11-3, 5-10-3 in the Big Ten. The Badgers will drop to 11-16-3, 6-13-1 in league play. Jack Horbach on the rush, shorthanded, his shot denied, trying to put the rebound home. Lindmark, that went up high and wide, and Penn State leaves Madison with a sweep.
Ouch.
Of the Wisconsin Badgers, 6-2 the final score. Back in a minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badgers were down 2-1 after two periods of play, but lose to Penn State 6-2. Nittany Lions had only six shots on goal in the third period and scored four times. Badgers get swept at home, and then we'll hit the road to play Ohio State next weekend. Our postgame show is next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Venus Robertson. The Green Bay woman shares why Black History Month is special for her.
You need to be proud of your history. For me, it just means a bunch of possibilities. Looking at the road that was laid before me, opportunities that were put out for me, things people went through to make sure that I have a chance.
Her story includes dressing up as a different person every day. It's a way to teach kids at the Boys and Girls Club about the richness of Black culture.
Tradition here, but Black History Month, Miss Venus is going to dress up every single day. I really wanted them to see, like, you can be anything you want to be. That is my heart. I want to be a role model for the kids here.
Venus is sharing history while shaping the future. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Remarkable.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Welcome to the Badger Postgame Show.
Brian Posick, the Badgers swept at home by Penn State. Wisconsin had won 7 in a row from the Nittany Lions dating back a couple of years, but Nittany Lions won last night 2-0, and here they score 4 in the third, 2 coming on a power plays, and beat Wisconsin by the final score of 6-2. That was obviously, Ian, tough to take. Wisconsin, again, I'm not trying to sound like a homer here, but the Badgers were playing some good hockey. One thing that Mike Hastings wanted to see, play better. We need to play better, and Wisconsin played better, and for 40 minutes in the game, even into the third period, it's a one-goal game. Pucks just weren't falling for the Badgers here this weekend.
I can understand the frustration, because all you have to do is look at the shot charts, and the Badgers crank off 22 shots in the second period to Penn State's five. And yet they're down a goal. For whatever reason, Laubach is having a career against Wisconsin, and he gets a very beautiful goal, and the five or six golden opportunities that the Badgers have, it's just, I don't understand, because I was never a big goal scorer, I don't understand the mentality, but the fact of the matter being is that when you're snake bit, it seems to be magnified, especially in these close games.
Yeah, and then the pressure mounts, not only on the forwards, the defensemen, the goaltender, the entire team.
You put it on yourself.
Yeah. So Wisconsin's lost 4 in a row to fall 5 games under 500. Three stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Who do you go?
Number one, I guess Laubach has got to be the guy. He's the guy that got the 2-1 goal to put them up in the second period. Despite the fact that they only had 5 shots in the second period, he seemed to be able to find the net whenever he was on the ice, so good for him. And then for him to get the first goal of the third period also just kind of put the icing on the cake for his night. Two goals in a hostile environment like playing at Wisconsin, that's a tough situation for him to be put in.
That third one, or his second goal, was the game winner, and he had the game winner last night too.
Yep. And then you turn around and if you look at his little left winger, Genevieve, kicked in with three assists, never got in trouble, never took any penalties, never made any bad turnovers. You get three assists on the road, and your center iceman gets two goals on the road. Yeah, you deserve the second star.
Sure.
The only star that I gave to the Badgers was Ryland Mosley, and you could tell how much we missed him when he was not in the lineup last night after getting ejected in the game for contact to the head. And, yes, he did get a goal. It was a power play. Yes, it was a power play goal. He and Morrissey just be able to find each other the whole time. And I think to add a little icing on the cake for him is the fact that Scarfone got the assist on that goal. That's a pretty sweet thing when your goaltender gets his first assist of the year and your power play goal. And to be honest with you, that kept the game close.
Yep.
And so I gave him the number three star.
Yeah, made it 3-2 with about 14 minutes left to play. And then the Badgers started taking penalties. Tyson Dick for high sticking. Penn State would score on that power play after Jack Phelan's cross-checking penalty about a minute later gave him a 5-on-3. Badgers fall here tonight, 6-2. Energizing performance of the game up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey, Badger fans, time is running out to catch Wisconsin men's basketball at the Kohl Center this season. Don't miss your chance to see John Blackwell, John Tanjay, and the rest of the Badgers as they battle Big Ten opponents on their home court. Be part of the action and secure your seats today at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Penn State. State, a 6-2 win over Wisconsin, and a series sweep. The energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you.
Ian. Well, I was just looking back at my notes, and I noticed that in the second period when we started off, even though Lobach got a goal at 6:36, in the previous 5 minutes, the line of Jack Horbach, Tyson Dick, and Kyle Kukkonen got five shots in one shift. And it just seems like everybody came off the bench going, if they can do it, we can do it. So that's why I think you saw the spiritual uplifting. I don't know what you want to call it, for them to be able to wrap off 22 shots in the second period. And it was all because of the fact that technically the third line listed on the depth chart came out and just dominated, and everybody just followed suit.
All right, there is your energizing performance of the game. Penn State knocks off Wisconsin tonight 6-2. We'll hear from head coach Mike Hastings. Scores from around the country still to come. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've never stayed overnight on a dairy farm, would you consider it? The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association hopes you will and is working to position the state as the nation's agricultural tourism destination.
How can we grow agricultural tourism in the state of Wisconsin? Because all of our neighbors are embracing this and they're supporting agricultural tourism because they know it's an economic engine and it makes a huge impact for every taxpayer in our state.
Sheila Everhart is with the association and says from gathering eggs to corn mazes, ag tourism is on the rise. And overnight farm visits kick off as part of the NFL draft in Green Bay. Want to learn more, volunteer, or try your own ag trip? Go to WIAgTourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr. There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
And the Ad Council.
Penn State, a 6-2 win over Wisconsin here tonight. Again, the Nittany Lions head back home to host Notre Dame next weekend. The Badgers will be on the road to play Ohio State. They have made a couple of changes with the final scoring. The Badgers, Penn State... I think we're still there. Penn State's Charlie Serrato got the fifth goal to make it 5-2. It was a power play goal. They ended up making that an unassisted goal. The Badgers had played the puck prior to Fink getting a piece of it, or after Fink had gotten a piece of it. So Serrato, an unassisted power play goal at 15:08. And then Aiden Fink actually deflected the clearing attempt by Simon Mack. We gave Mack the shorthanded empty net goal, but Fink got a piece of it. Mack gets an assist for Fink, his 21st goal of the season. So that capped the 6-2 win for the Penn State Nittany Lions. That's a team that's playing well right now, Ian.
Yeah, and I guess the one thing that really impressed me is that they're relatively young. And if you look at the players who made major contributions, in particular Christensen, the freshman defenseman, made a major contribution. But the thing that I was most impressed with, yes, they started 0-8. You go through all these things where they had all the reason to throw in the towel, if you want to call it that. But the fact of the matter being is that was, even though they got outshot 22-6 or whatever it was in the second period, They never lost their composure, and that's the one thing that when you have leadership like Aiden Fink, like Laubach, even like a Cale Christensen, I was so impressed with the fact that they never lost their composure, and it just seemed like, oh, we're going to win this. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
And that's an attitude that I would love to have on any team that I coached.
Yeah, five of their top six forwards on their line chart are either freshmen or sophomores, and they have two freshmen and a sophomore back on the blue line as well, and a junior goaltender who was pretty good this weekend too. Penn State, a 6-2 win over Wisconsin. We'll have highlights coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Back at the Kohl Center in Madison, Wisconsin falls to Penn State tonight, 6-2 the final score. Head coach Mike Hastings kind enough to join us downstairs. And Mike, I tell you, I thought your club played some pretty good hockey here tonight. You get off to the lead. Penn State takes the lead. The second period, you were very, very good. And then all of a sudden, the third period happened. What transpired down the stretch there? I know penalties became a factor late in the hockey game.
Yeah, it hasn't been an issue for us up until this time, and tonight it was a big issue. You know, I'll say this too: we've just when you give up four on 11 shots over the last two periods, that's not good enough. But you know, we spent a lot of time on 5-on-3 and 5-on-4 penalty kill, and just looking back at the penalties for the first time in a long time, our discipline wasn't what it should be, and it cost us.
Yeah, and you know, you wonder. I guess we're trying to read young men's minds. They're pressing. They're trying to get the job done, and sometimes they do things that they either shouldn't do or whatever the case may be. Maybe that's what happened here tonight.
Yeah, you know what? Adversity exposes, you know, the best of us. And so we've had a lot of adversity here in the last 8-9 days, and we've got to look in the mirror, face it, understand what we haven't done well enough, which is a little bit of a laundry list right now. You know, if there's one positive tonight, the only thing I can really give you is our power play finally became productive, you know. But other than that, guys, there's not much there. So we've got a lot of work to do on Monday.
Yeah, what do you tell the guys in the locker room then, Mike, after this?
I tell them I'm still with them, and that adversity, you know, reveals the inner being. And, you know, they can turn around and either embrace each other and understand what we have in front of us and go at it together, or they can start pointing fingers, and that's just not something that we're going to do. We've got to go back to work on Monday because we've got a difficult series in front of us playing at Ohio State, and we've got an awful lot of things to work on.
All right, Mike, thanks for your time.
Thanks,
man. Have a good Sunday. Sure. Mike Hastings, head coach downstairs with us here on the postgame show. We don't need to belabor the point. I mean, it you know, he said it pretty succinctly there too, and now he's going to go face the reporters down in the media room as well.
Yeah, it's, not being it's a psychiatrist or a psychologist or whatever, but having been a coach for 20 years, I can honestly say that after the second period, you can see frustration starting to set in.
Yep.
And it's how you move, how you play, taking stupid penalties, all the rest of that kind of stuff, and the frustration just finally boiled over. I mean, Tyson Dick would never take that penalty.
He had taken two penalties all year.
Yeah.
And he gets a stick up around the guy's neck and hauls him down, and that just kind of led to things falling apart for Wisconsin. You know, the Badgers, again, jumped out to an early lead, got their power play going. They played extremely well in the second period, outshot the Nittany Lions 22-5. Here are a couple of the highlights from tonight's game. Now out to the point, Ensler, his shot, oh, redirected by Wisconsin's Kukkonen, picks up the loose puck and scores! Kyle Kukkonen got his own rebound, power play goal, Wisconsin has the lead in the opening period. Morrissey pass, left wing, Mosley scores! May have been tipped in by Tassie, power play goal, the Badgers back within one.
Speed kills.
Speed kills, yeah, that was in the third period. Actually, Kyle Kukkonen scored on a power play, 11:57 of the first period, his eighth goal of the season. Owen Lindmark and Logan Hensler with helpers. Badgers had a 1-0 lead, but 3 minutes later, freshman defenseman Cade Christensen beat Tommy Scarfoni with a long shot from the blue line. His first collegiate goal, Charlie Serrato with the only helper at 14:58. It was 1-1 after one. And again, the Badgers, 22 shots on goal in the second period of play. Penn State had but five, but the Nittany Lions took the lead at 6:36 as Reese Laubach beat Scarfoni with assist to Danny Zhaniev, as well as freshman defenseman Nick Fascia. That came at 6:36, 12th goal of the year for Laubach. It was 2-1 at that point. Then into the third, again, the Badgers playing well, but Laubach snuck behind the Badgers' defense at 4:49. He scored his second of the night, his third of the weekend, 13th of the season from Zhaniev and Jared Crispo, 3-1 at that point. You heard Rylan Mosley's power play goal at 6:26 from Gavin Morrissey and goaltender Tommy Scarfoni. 13th goal of the year for Mosley. The Badgers were down one with still a lot of time left. But then Wisconsin started taking penalties. Tyson Dick for high-sticking. Jack Phelan for cross-checking. Joe Palatichuk for hooking. Penn State would score on a power play at 12:44. Matt DeMarsico from Serrato and from defenseman Casey Amon. Ninth goal of the year for DeMarsico. That made it 4-2. Serrato then on a 5-on-3 power play gets an unassisted goal at 15:08. His 12th goal of the season. That made it 5-2. Then the Badgers had a power play late, pulled their goaltender for an extra attacker, and Aiden Fink deflected a long clear by Simon Mack. Fink's deflection went into the back of the Badgers' empty net for his 21st goal of the year at 17:41, and that was all the scoring as Penn State won it 6-2. Adam Pietola, the freshman, took a 5-minute major for spearing at the end of the game. Wisconsin, 9 penalties for 34 minutes. Penn State, 5 penalties for 10 minutes. Wisconsin, 2-for-4 on the power play. The Nittany Lions were 2-for-7 tonight. Wisconsin won 36 of 67 faceoffs. Gavin Morrissey, 15 of 23 in the faceoff circle. 17 block shots for Penn State this evening. Carter Shade and Jared Crespo led the way with 3 apiece. The Badgers only 7 block shots here this evening. You look individually, Serrato, a goal, 3 points, 3 shots on goal. Reese Laubach, that is, 2 goals on 3 shots. He was +3 tonight. Again, Aiden Fink, one of the nation's top goal scorers, gets that empty netter. DeMarsico also scored, the former Green Bay Gambler. Arseny Sergeyev, 39 saves this evening, 8 in the first period, 22 in the second, and then 9 in the third. With the win, Sergeyev improves to 11-6-3. Penn State leaves town with a 14-11-3 overall record, 5-10-3 mark in the Big Ten. For the Nittany Lions, they win here for, let's see, they've only had 2 losses in their last 13 games overall, and only 2 losses in their last 10 Big Ten games, 5-2-3 during that stretch. For the Badgers, Mosley scored. He shared team honors for most shots on goal with Quinn Finley. Both had six, but both also were minus two tonight. Kyle Kukkonen scored the other goal with five shots on goal. But the Badgers' top line, while producing a goal on the power play, a combined minus six. Tommy Scarfone in goal, stopped 10 shots in the first period, four of five shots in the second period, two of six shots in the third period. Keep in mind the last goal for Penn State was an empty netter. Scarfone finished with 16 saves. He takes the loss. His record now 9-12-3. The Badgers fall to 11-16-3, 6-13-1 in the Big Ten. The game took a little over 2 hours to play. 12,446 paid to watch. Penn State complete a sweep with a 6-2 victory.
Yeah, one of those deals where no matter what the Badgers did, they seemed to be coming up against a closed door, yeah. And that closed door was Sergeyev.
Yeah, he was good tonight.
He was great.
Yep, he was very good tonight. Hey, let's get to other scores quickly from around the country. We'll do our best to fill you in. You know, we'll start with the Wisconsin women's hockey team, which just keeps winning. Now 28-1-2. Beg your pardon, 28-1-2. An 8-2 rout of Minnesota tonight. Layla Edwards, 2 goals, 4 points. Senior Casey O'Brien, 2 goals, 3 points on senior day. Wisconsin clinches the outright WCHA regular season championship with that win over the third-ranked Gophers, and they'll go for a sweep tomorrow at noon. Fun to watch today. They completely, thoroughly dominated Minnesota in the second period when they opened up a 5-1 lead.
I mean, the rivalry is the same as it is for football, basketball, right. Hockey. It doesn't make any difference. But to win the title outright on senior night, there's a lot of happy young ladies over there.
For sure. So congratulations to the Wisconsin women again, home to play Minnesota tomorrow at noon. I'm going to need your help along the way here as we get some other final scores in from around college hockey. I'll start with Atlantic hockey. Army beat league-leading Sacred Heart 5-3. Air Force a 3-2 overtime win at Canisius. American International beat Mercyhurst 4-1. Bentley blanked Robert Morris 6-0. Holy Cross shut out RIT 3-0. CCHA, Minnesota State, leading the league. A 2-1 win over Augustana. Boy, Augustana gives everybody its best shot, doesn't it?
They're 16-9-3. I mean, it's not like they're the weak sisters of the little sisters of the poor.
Yeah, Garrett Reboyne has done a really nice job at Augustana. Also tonight, I don't have a Bowling Green score. Bowling Green was in second place in the league, trailing Minnesota State. Bowling Green was home against St. Thomas.
Yeah, they lost 2-1. Final, St. Thomas 2, Bowling Green 1.
The Tommies prevail. Also, Northern Michigan, a 3-2 overtime win at Lake Superior State. And how about the Bemidji State Beavers, Ian?
Final in overtime, 6-5. And Michigan Tech, that's back-to-back losses at home against Bemidji State.
Yeah, McGinnis Ice Arena. Yeah, crazy.
And it's also Winter Carnival.
Oh, have so much fun.
That is just the greatest
place to
be.
The ice sculptures up there, that is a lot of fun. Hockey East tonight, UConn beat UMass Lowell in overtime 5-4. Maine a 1-0 overtime win at Providence. Merrimack got by New Hampshire 5-4. ECAC, Clarkson a 3-2 overtime win at Quinnipiac. Colgate shut out RPI 4-0. Union a 4-1 win over Cornell. And I don't have a St. Lawrence-Princeton final. I know it was tied in the third period of play.
Going into overtime, 4-4.
All right, how about Lindenwood and Long Island? I know you've been staying up for that one.
Yeah, well, I don't know if the iced teas against the loggers are doing good or what the heck's going on with it.
You know, and then let's go to the NCHC. North Dakota, 3-1 lead on Colorado College. That's in the third. Omaha, 3-1 lead on Duluth. That's in the third. Western Michigan beat St. Cloud State 6-1. The Huskies are now winless in their last 10 games. Wow, what's happened there?
I am not 100% sure, but I think it might have something to do with their playing the upper echelon of the league versus the lower part of the pack.
And how about Arizona State, which was only 2 points behind Western Michigan for the league lead? The Sun Devils rally, score the final 3 goals, and upset Denver. 6-5 in overtime. Cruz Lucius set up the game-tying goal and then set up the game-winning goal
Correct.
In OT, right?
Yeah, exactly the case. And the funny part about it is that Denver's last goal on the power play was because Cruz Lucius was in the penalty box. He's getting his name on the score sheet. Between him and Sam Stang, they're just going to get their name on the score sheet no matter what.
Yeah, so those are the final scores from around the country. And the men's basketball team, Wisconsin, beat Iowa today in Iowa City 74-63 to get to 19-5, 9-4 in the Big Ten. They'll be taking down the hockey rink here at the Kohl Center and putting up the basketball court because the Badgers will host Illinois Tuesday night here in Madison. Badgers fall on the ice to Penn State 6-2. We'll wrap things up in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improve their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app. Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
So it's off to Ohio State, and things have not gone well for the Wisconsin Badgers against Ohio State in recent years. In fact, looking through things today, the Badgers have lost six straight at Columbus. They're 2-13-1 in their last 16 games in Columbus, Ohio.
I will be watching the game only for one reason.
Yeah.
If it gets a little tense, yeah, I know that Steve Rolick is going to take his hands out of his pockets. That's the only thing that I'll be watching for.
All right, so what does this Wisconsin club do? You know, back-to-back losses at home after two losses last weekend at Minnesota, an at-large bid to the NCAA tournament pretty much out of question now.
Well, it is, and, you know, simply because of the 500 rule, you got to be 500 team in order to do it.
Five games under now, yeah.
So, you know, I guess you've got to start grabbing at the other straws that are available to you, and that means win the Big Ten.
Can they do that?
That's a million-dollar question. We've seen them play so well against every team, and yet games like tonight, you just go, what happened?
Right.
And again, I was in agreement with Coach Hastings when he said, you know, we lost our cool. The Adam Pietila situation,
yep.
Yes, I lost my cool.
Right.
the Tyson Dick frustration at its all-time high. He never takes those type of penalties. So, right. You know, getting that mental part of it under control is a big issue, but the best way to do that is to have success.
Sure.
From all your hard work. And when you outshoot 22 to whatever and have nothing to show for it except a one-goal deficit, those are tough things to put in a person's face and try them to make a positive out of it.
All right. Always fun working with you. Enjoy your Sunday.
Yeah, I got to go to work.
Okay. Daniel Anderson, thank you for your work at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. For Ian Perrin, I'm Brian Posick. Once again, the final score here from the Kohl Center in Madison, Penn State 6, Wisconsin 2. Thanks for listening to Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today. Jimmy K from Max Inc. Won't you be mine this Valentine's Day? It's the Happy Hour of Love, Friday, February 14th at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison, featuring the flavor that kills with special guest Mothballs. The show starts at 5, so bring your date and let's rock. The Happy Hour of Love with the flavor that kills, presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Wisconsin women's basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you.
Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The egg shortage caused by the bird flu outbreak is not only pushing egg prices higher, it's flaring tempers. CBS New York's Ali Bauman has more.
From customers stockpiling cartons at Costco to thieves hatching plots to steal them, people are getting desperate.
There's not an egg to be found.
Some chains, including Trader Joe's, are capping how many eggs customers can buy. This cashier says the store can't keep up with demand.
A lot of people are getting hurt.
Egg prices are expected to go up another 20% this year. CBS News meteorologist Nikki Nolan is tracking the winter storm moving into the Northeast tonight.
Major cities, including New York City, could see 3 to 5 inches of snow into the Sunday morning hours. Philadelphia is looking like upwards of 2 inches of snow, and Boston is seeing the most of 4 to 7 inches of snow expected.
A federal judge has blocked Elon Musk's department.